Could you tell us a little bit about your marriage to Young and any particular ceremonies or traditions that were followed at that time?
Well, there wasn't really any, as far as Chinese tradition is concerned, there wasn't really anything of that at all. It was all very Americanized. He had just joined the Christian church, and so he wanted to have the wedding at the Christian church. Well, that's okay, because things were kind of funny up north anyway, and so we came down here. But it, since then, I thought how foolish it was that we didn't do something up there, say, too, because he had so many friends. But anyway, we came down here, and we were married on the 31st of December.
What year was that?
Yeah, New Year's Eve, 1912, and at a church wedding, and... gosh, I guess everybody in town was there. We had about 500-600 people, and they fed them, but I think they had eaten three shifts. There were so many people.
How come they picked New Year's Eve? How come you folks picked New Year's Eve as a wedding
date? I don't know. I couldn't tell you. But anyway, it was a pretty fancy wedding.
Were there any Chinese at your wedding? Chinese people?
Oh, just his family. There was just two Chinese families here then. Mm-hmm. And everybody was there. All the members of the church. The church planned the wedding. All the members of the church and practically everybody in town at that time.
This is everybody in San Luis. Is that what you're, in this town?
Yeah.
In San Luis Obispo.
Mm-hmm.
Was this Christian church any special denomination,
Well, that's the name.
Was the name of the church.
Denomination was the Christian church.
Oh,
yeah.
I see. Yeah.
And he had joined it, and all the family, all the rest of his brothers and sisters, had all joined the church. Yeah. They had a very fiery preacher here that converted everybody.
Oh, I see. Did you join the church to get married?
No, not his church.
Uh-huh.
My folks were Methodist.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we were in Berkeley, I went to the Baptist church. Mm-hmm. And I was going to Baptist church when I came down here. Mm-hmm. But of course, I'd never been christened in any of them. Mm-hmm. But when we were children in Napa, we always went to church. Mm-hmm. Dad and mother and the whole family always went to church every Sunday night.
Mm-hmm. What did you do in the church? It was just a... What did you do in the church? Was it just an usual service?
When I was little?
When you were little, still up in Berkeley?
Well, when I was little, we went to Methodist Church in Napa. But when we were in Berkeley, I started going to this Baptist church. And, mm-hmm. and I got to where I was teaching kindergarten.
Sunday school?
In the Baptist church, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Oh, kindergarten, that's before Sunday school.
Oh, I see.
That's the younger one.
Uh-huh.
Maybe I was a babysitter. That's what you'd call them today.
Yeah.
But anyway, I was teaching these kids, the little kids,
mm-hmm.
About 3-4 years old, I guess, 3-5 years old.
A while ago, you thought it was a little strange that you didn't have a wedding ceremony in San Francisco or Berkeley, too. What makes you think that?
Well, I don't know. It evolved down to, do you want to... Chinese wedding or you want American wedding. But after I got to thinking, long afterward I got mm-hmm. to thinking we should have had both.
Yeah, that might
it would have made more sense.
Yeah.
Although I guess it wouldn't have been any more lasting.
Did your family come down for the wedding?
No, they didn't.
Mm-hmm. I see. So they missed that.
Well, the traveling those days and with a family, 3 or 4 kids, it was out of the question. My brother was here.
Yeah. And your father at that time was where then?
Well, he was at alive.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you have to back up a little bit? Did you have a long courtship?
No, just a very short one.
Yeah. You also kind of said that maybe it was informally arranged, like. It was informally arranged, like by the Methodist minister in San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty much an American-style courtship.
Yeah, it was all American-style.
He liked
yeah.
you, and you liked him, and that was it. Yeah. How did you come down to San Luis? Do you remember? Was it by railroad, or?
Why didn't?
How did you come down?
On the train.
On the train?
Yeah, by train.
Yeah.
They brought me down.
Yeah. Was that pretty much your first long train trip?
Yeah, it's the only long train trip.
Uh-huh.
My train trips had been confined to the ferries for San Francisco.
Uh-huh.
Ferry down to the pier and get on the boat. About the only train trips I ever had.
Yeah.
And those days, took 8 hours, at least 8 hours, to come from San Francisco to San Luis, and you had to bring your lunch and you and everything like that. It was just like a picnic.
Did Young go up to the Bay Area to bring you down, or did you come down yourself?
Yeah, no, I didn't come myself.
Uh-huh.
I wouldn't know the way anyway.
Yeah, and he's always the gentleman as he is today.
No, he and his father came up.
Oh, his father also came.
Yeah, his dad.
Did you have any gathering of your family and his family then, his dad and himself, maybe before you came down to, maybe you had a little bit of a...
Well, I guess they got together
they
more
got
or less,
together
I don't know.
Less, yeah. What was your first impression of the Young's large family when you first saw them?
Was this I just thought, good grief, do I have to live up here with all these kids?
Too many.
Then I found out really the only reason I was here was on account of a couple of small kids that I had to raise.
His brothers?
Yeah, the two younger brothers.
Is that right? Oh.
One was 3 and one was 4.
Oh my, at that time.
And that's what I was supposed to do. See, their mother had died about 3 years before. In fact, Toby was only about... just a few months old when she died.
Toby's the youngest?
Yeah. And then Fred, who was the next one, he was 11 months older than Toby.
Mm-hmm.
There was only 2 little kids, so they were 3 and 4 when I first came here.
Mm-hmm.
So you raised...
So I raised him,
youngest.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Younger brother.
I wasn't much older than that myself.
The whole family, I guess, his brothers and himself, they were all born here in San Luis Obispo?
They were all born up over the store. And they were all there except the older sister who had moved out.
She was old enough to have...
Was
she
older
married?
Than Young.
Has she gotten married, or...?
Well, she hadn't been married then, but she did soon after.
I see. Yeah.
But she got a job and... housekeeping or something, and she moved out. It was too crowded up there anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But did you live in the store yourself when you came down?
Upstairs.
Upstairs?
Yeah.
I was the only one that had a room to myself.
Yeah.
All the other kids were piling in all the room.
So sometime we'll have to have you point that out to us.
So effectively, you were about the only lady in the family at that time.
Well, there was his sister who was 3 years older than I was. The one that's living now up here.
Uh-huh.
And then there was a younger girl. She was about 10 or 11, something like that.
One of his sisters? Or?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's the one that's in Chicago.
So you settled down. I should ask. It was a social event of the season then for San Luis Obispo.
It sure was. First time they had a Chinese wedding in San Luis.
You told me it wasn't really quite Chinese. Chinese people.
Chinese people were married.
Did the other family in town attend the wedding as well?
Oh sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They were right there.
Yeah. Do you remember much about them as a family?
No.
I understand that
the father of the family was here just about the time Young's father was here.
Ah, yes. I understand they had a candy shop, is it? Or is this the family that had a candy shop or something
like
that?
No, that was the son.
I see.
The one with the candy shop was the son, youngest son,
yeah. You recollect what the father did of this other family? Okay. Yes.
Smoked it.
Okay.
All shady stuff.
But for many, many years, there were just the two families in the town. Mm-hmm. Yes.
But there was a lot of single men, you know, that had come over to work on the railroads and mining, and they were all single.
Yeah.
But these were the two legitimate families.
San Luis Obispo was like a railroad depot, wasn't it? A depot or a center for the Southern Pacific.
Well, see, all these men had come here on contract from Young's father.
Uh-huh.
Young's father had brought them over here to work on the railroads,
mm-hmm,
and different places. Then when they were through, mm-hmm, some of them stayed around.
Mm-hmm. Did they keep on working for Young's father in some way, just hung around?
Some of them stayed around, but they didn't get paid. You know how Chinese are.
I see.
They found a place to live. One of them lived up in the barn loft and, you know, different places like that. And then they helped around in the place. Just for their place to sleep and their meal.
So these single men, they kind of like formed up the Chinatown out there where the store, around where the store, mm-hmm, your store was. Yeah. What finally happened? They all left? Did they go back to China or went back to San Francisco?
Oh, they all died off. They
died off in San Luis?
Some of them went back to China, some moved away and different thing.
Yeah.
How about contacts with Los Angeles and the rest of Southern California? Did you find that there was a lot of movement?
Los Angeles was an awful long ways off if you had to walk, you know. So there wasn't much going back and forth, San Francisco or Los Angeles.
But there was the railroad, but I guess most couldn't afford to ride it.
But they didn't have the money.
So they were kind of caught, they were kind of trapped here.
Just as long as they had a place to sleep and something to eat, they were happy.
Mm-hmm. How did they spend their time then? Did they
gambling?
Just gambling.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, let's get back to your coming into the family after the social event of the season. Would you like to tell us about your honeymoon? Do you remember? Must have been something too.
What was that?
I don't know. Did you have one? Have much of one?
No such thing.
Got into it right away, taking care of the whole family. Well, what sort of things did you do then? Mainly keep house then for the family?
We had a cook for one thing. I didn't have to do any cooking. He would cook downstairs,
mm-hmm,
and feed all these people, you know, and then send food upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
But I washed and everything for the kids and,
mm-hmm,
did whatever there was to do.
Did you also work in the store and the different business things?
No. They had a clerk and, mm-hmm, had a cook and a clerk and everything to work.
But you had experience working in the dollar store, so they could...
No, but that's a different thing.
I see. Yeah.
What about social activities after you were down here?
No such animal? They didn't know nothing about that. In fact, I caused a big ruckus around there because I wouldn't stay in the house all the time. All I heard every time I stepped out of the door, you know, I'm not used to being caged up, you know.
Sure.
Every time I went downtown, all I heard was, his mother and his family never left the house. All the time she was here, she only went out once.
Young was complaining?
That's Young's father.
Well, Young's father was complaining.
Yeah, father used to say that about his mother.
Because
just once, Young said he remembered just once as she left the house, she went half a block to visit a friend. And it took her about 4 days to get ready.
So you think that Young's family probably had a more restrictive attitude or conservative attitude, traditional attitude toward women?
They were Chinese that way.
Uh-huh. Whereas your family, your father, didn't mind taking trips on your own to San Francisco.
Yeah, my father was very Americanized.
You would take the children out and you'd be going shopping in downtown or something?
No, I'd go by myself.
Oh, you'd be going by yourself.
That was terrible.
Oh.
He just thought that was awful.
Did you get to know early then many of the ladies of the town?
Because we know you became involved in social activities later
social,
on.
Social
organizations.
Yeah.
There was not much contact, you know, in those days.
At that time.
Not like it is today. You have
yeah.
clubs, you have a place to go. No place in those days.
Seems like Young's family was pretty well accepted as being important in this town, but in terms of socializing, there was still limitations, or you were just too busy, or.
Well, when it comes to socializing, no.
Uh-huh.
You knew everybody in town.
Uh-huh.
Everybody spoke to you.
Yeah.
Say hello to you, but that's as far as it
went. That's as far as it went. Did you have a chance to keep in touch much with your family after
coming
down?
Oh, yeah, we wrote
here?
Letters all the time.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But you didn't get a chance to go up and see them or they
no,
come and see
No, not very
you.
Much.
Yeah.
I'm curious, though. Did you or Young get invitations to banquets or parties or social events?
Not in those days, no.
With Caucasian families, no? I'm just curious as to how much participation there was, mixing there
no,
was with, you know,
were,
with
wasn't
the society
very much,
here.
No. People knew you, they spoke to you and all that, but that's as far as it went.
Uh-huh.
How long did your father and mother live, I guess?
Hmm?
How long did your father and mother live? Quite a
how
few
long
years?
Did they live?
Yes.
She was 64 when she died.
Uh-huh.
That was in the 30s.
So she was up in Berkeley all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My father was 72 when he died, but he died in El Paso.
Uh-huh. He was in business down there, finally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He and one of my brothers.
Uh-huh.
This was after you had married.
Oh, yeah. That was just, that was not, that was in about 40s, I think.
When about did he go down to El Paso?
Hmm?
When did he go down to El Paso?
Oh, he'd gone down there about, I don't know, about in the 30s sometime.
In the 30s, yeah.
Maybe he's in the 20s, I don't remember.
Yeah.
Maybe it's appropriate right now. Did the depression affect him greatly?
About what?
Did the depression affect your father?
The depression?
Yes. Did was he thrown out of a job, or?
Well, I think that's why he went to El Paso, because there wasn't any work around, you know, the Bay Area. And I don't know why, but the first thing we knew he was down there. Mm-hmm.
Well, how did the depression affect the Young's family and yourself in San Luis Obispo?
It did curtail a lot of business activities. He'd had about half a dozen ranches going.
Yeah.
And then when the Depression came, cause things got kind of tough, he had to quit.
Yeah. But you folks actually managed to survive pretty well. Because you're...
As what?
You survived pretty well.
Oh, yeah. Managed
to get through. So what sort of other daily duties did you have in raising these children? They went to school. They went to regular
mm-hmm.
American school. Grew up like normal American kids, I guess?
Well, they were the only Chinese kids there.
Uh-huh.
Of course, when they... Well, the two younger ones, I taught them English. So when they went
to
school, they spoke English. But the rest of them
mm-hmm.
went to school. They didn't know what it was all about because they couldn't speak English. They didn't know what the heck was going on.
So they had to catch up with the other kids? Or?
I guess so.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the two little ones, they couldn't speak English when I came.
I see.
When the space above the store got a little too crowded, did some of the family move out into the rest of the town?
Well, as they graduated from high school, they moved out.
Uh-huh. And some of them, they go to college, the boys?
The boys all went to college.
And how about the girls?
Young didn't go. The girls didn't go. His sister next to him,
uh-huh.
a little bit younger than he is.
Mm-hmm.
She's younger than he is. She went through high school, and all the rest of the kids went through college.
Oh, that's interesting. when my, you know, I wanted to go back to something else. When my father was in Los Angeles in the during the Depression, he lived in various places, but because of housing discrimination, he couldn't live in certain areas.
Mm-hmm.
Did a Young's family find the same problem up here in San Luis? Did they find any social separation by housing?
Oh, heck, his father was here before the American people came.
So, okay, so that wasn't a problem. It wasn't a factor in this area.
So there was no problem there.
What do you remember about Young's father? He was obviously a very colorful gentleman.
Oh yeah, he was pretty good. You know, when he and I had all these ranches, we first got the car. Of course, I was the only one that knew how to drive. Well, I didn't know how to drive. I learned how to drive after we got the car. And of course, the other kids were all in school. So during harvest time, or near all the year round, of course, harvest time we went every day. But the rest of the time we went about once a week to each one of these ranches. Half a dozen ranches. So I did all the driving for him, you know.
So you drove the old gentleman around.
Yeah, I drove him to the ranches and back, and we'd go a couple of them out of town here, and out at Edna and Guadalupe and Los Osos, all around like that. And we would make the rounds. And during harvest time, and of course we went every day to one of them every day, but he used to tell me all about, we'd go down to the, on the highway, and he'd say, now over there was an, you know, he's in, my man camped here. You know, they're building a road, see, they're building county roads, they're building railroad track. And he said, my men camped here, there's an Indian camp over there, and the Indians would bring meat over and trade for rice and flour. And he tells me all this stuff, and then we go out down here, and he said, such and such a thing happened here.
And he was, talking about the 1800s, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
He was talking about the very old days then, when he talks about the Indians.
Yeah, very long time ago he was telling me about it. Mm-hmm. It's just too bad that they didn't have tapes and, you know, recorders in those days and all. It was really interesting because all the time we're driving, you know, he would talk and tell me all about these things.
What sort of car was it? Do you remember?
A Dodge. Yeah. Death Valley Dodge, they call it. The first one out.
Was that a convertible or?
It was in 1915.
Oh, my.
Yes. You didn't have to crank it up, did you?
No. It had a starter.
An electric starter.
Yeah.
What was the business of the ranches? You said harvest, so they must be growing something.
Well, flower seeds, and during the war, during the First World War, he raised all the Navy beans that the Navy used.
Oh.
All the sailors in the Navy ate his Navy beans. When I came, beans were the things that he was growing.
Uh-huh.
And then he grew flower seeds in some of the ranches. But before I came, down at this Guadalupe ranch, he had, they raised potatoes and white potatoes, sweet potatoes, stuff like that. But that was before I came.
Mm-hmm.
After I came, they were raising mostly beans.
He had men working for him, I guess, a lot of
men. Oh yeah, he had a lot of Mexicans and people like that working for
them. How about Japanese?
Yeah, down they had big Japanese camp and Portuguese camp, Mexican camp. They separated them, you know, like that.
How about Chinese?
Hmm?
How about Chinese?
Chinese, the only thing the Chinese probably did was cook.
Would you reckon to know the wages in those days for these field workers?
Well, $30 a month was good wages.
No, that's good. Yeah.
$30 a month of room and board.
Yeah.
It's good wages.
He must have had to move all this produce. How did they ship? And where? Train.
Yeah.
Where to? Where would he ship to?
It was all bought before it was
Before it was harvested.
Beans all went out
To the Navy?
Freight car loads. I don't know how many freight car loads go to the government.
Would they be going to San Francisco?
I don't know where. I don't where I'd pay any attention to that part of it. And then, but different places like that. He has raised a lot of seed, flower seed for Northrop King.
Oh, that's the,
I remember
that's the
them,
big
yeah.
seed company, isn't it? Still in business today, Northrop.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
In your journeys with Young's father, did you ever go out to Port St. Louis and the pier out in that area?
No, we didn't have any business out there. We went out to visit, but we didn't have any business. By that time, that hotel where he worked at first was had burnt down anyway. It wasn't still there.
Uh-huh. That was when Young's father first came in the
yeah,
1880s.
Yeah, that's where he
the
got
hotel.
The name Ah Louis. See, his name is Wong.
Uh-huh.
But when he went to work at for Captain Hartford, Captain Hartford said, every Chinaman I've known is either Wong or Charlie. And he said, I got to give you something different so that we will distinguish you from the rest of the Wongs. So he called him Louis. And so the name just stuck.
And became the kind of the family surname, huh?
Yeah, they
Lewis.
Adopted it. Huh?
Yeah.
But that's why they put a W there. Everybody thought he was Sing Louis, see?
Yeah. So.
See? And so that's why they put a W on their names for Wong. And some of them used Wong as a middle name. See, like his sister Helen's is Helen Wong Jean, see mm-hmm. here. And then his brother George Wong Lewis, you know. Put the Wong in there.
I am Eugene Wong Moy. We did the same thing.
When the old gentleman, Young's father, spoke of you, did he speak in English or did you know enough Chinese by that time?
He spoke some English, not too much, but he mostly spoke Chinese.
Chinese.
But I could understand him.
Any dialect, the Samyup dialect? Or
yeah, whatever it is, I don't know what they I think it's Siyup, isn't it?
Siyup,
like that. Sort of a San Francisco mixture.
Yeah. Did you ever start making any long trips like to San Francisco or Los Angeles at this time, or still pretty much in San Louis?
You mean in those days?
In those days, yeah.
No, not by myself.
Yeah. When was your earliest trip to, say, Los Angeles?
I don't remember.
Don't remember.
No, I can't recall. It probably was on business trips, because we went down quite often to visit the seed company down there that he grew seed for.
You'd be going with Young, or?
Well, I would drive Grandpa down.
I see. All the way to Los Angeles, even.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think, I remember us going in the 20s sometime.
Uh-huh.
But that is all I can remember.
Did you, say, on those trips maybe come into the Los Angeles Chinatown, or did you pretty much do business?
I don't think we did much about Chinatown those days.
Uh-huh.